Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Schmeathan Schmolnick is lashing out. Movie snob. Imagine thinking your 47-inch Vizio is as good as an IMAX. What a dummy. I'm not even talking about TV, though, Schmeathan. I'm just saying regular movie theaters. Like, you could be, if you can't satisfy the consumer on just a regular movie theater, you're not a real director. Okay? You're not. That's the facts. It's like anybody who needs, it's like people who need 4 hours to make a movie. You got to make some cuts. I'm sorry. That's how it works.
Man, somebody just asked me, how do you think House of Dragons will end this season?
You know, I haven't watched anything past episode one. I just haven't. Yeah. I haven't gotten into it.
So you answering that question is going to spoil everything.
No, it's not. No,
it's
not.
A Mobland. Have you watched Mobland?
No.
Oh, it's a bunch of heishishis.
He's saying C. Dola 9544 is saying he's just telling me what he thinks is going to happen.
No.
I don't think Rhaenyra is going to get killed.
Tom Hardy's in it.
Yeah, no, it's a good movie. It's Tom Hardy's doing his Tom Hardy thing. Not a lot of lines, looking tough. You know, he's like, oh, yeah.
Is he not American?
Tom Hardy?
No.
No, dude. What? You think Tom Hardy's American? He's a Peaky Blinder.
Isn't that he did what's the superhero?
Venom.
Yeah, they get to be us. We don't get to be them. Has any American tried to be British? When's the last time that's happened?
You, when you interviewed, what's this band called?
The Struts?
The Struts.
Oh, yeah, they got very upset.
Oh!
But they can be us all the time. Tom Holland's going to go here and, I'm Spider-Man.
What are you talking about? Every brother now is played by a British brother.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
That's crazy. Is it ever the other way?
Never.
It never goes the other way.
Oh, Don Cheadle?
Oh, wait, when he, Ocean's 11?
Ocean's 11.
Very good at it.
That's a good one.
It's not common. It's more goes the
other
way.
Yeah, he was also Bane.
Who?
Tom Hardy.
Yeah. He's still English.
Yeah,
I got to tell you, as far as bad guys go,
he's got his role. He's the best at what he does.
Tape sound. That's how we doing it now? That's not what we do. It's the tangible dude in Bullet Train.
Guess is... Mike Myers was Austin Powers. He was British.
No.
Well, he's Canadian.
Fair point.
Yeah.
There you go. Not American.
Not American.
Headlines, those are brought to you by Doral Kia. Miami at a Domino's game, you'll always find your abuelito. And whenever you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia.
Ooh. What? Let's put a little chili pepper on the Dolphins.
To win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You think I'm on the Super Bowl, dude? I mean, we could probably throw a nice chili pepper on them just to maybe make the playoffs, and we could get some good odds on that.
I mean, that's the best odds. $10 when you're $3,500.
All right. No. I mean, the Patriots went from 4
to
13.
Do the playoffs.
You want to look at Hard Rock?
Yeah.
All right, let's see what we got.
Yeah.
Really thought I was going to hit that LeBron bet. That would have been nice to have in my account right now.
$90?
Nah.
Nah, it would have been like $250. For a $5, I bet him at plus 5,000 though. I bet him a while ago to go to the Heat.
Oh man,
I bet him a while ago because when they first threw it up there, and the Heat were like nowhere in the near the top. Alas, he's a Sixer. It's still weird, right?
Yeah,
it's such a goofy team for him to go to.
I mean, is that that's just as bad as Jordan going to the Wizards?
He owned a team.
At least
He owned it afterwards.
But it was setting up for him to own it.
Yeah, it was a wink-wink.
It was like exactly. It was a wink-wink. This is just goofy. It's weird. Okay. I don't know. I'm lashing out a little bit. It is interesting, though.
Now you're lashing out.
That's just like, what are you doing? The Sixers?
Hey.
You want to sign up with Joel Embiid?
Jake Otto, we only do that for Tobin. Leroy is Don Cheadle's. Funny, but we only do that for Tobin.
Point four.
Look at these NFL futures. Right, what do we got? NFL.
What do you mean? Where's Schmeathan? Was it Schmeathan you hear yesterday?
No, seriously.
How is that? That's a minus one on Schmeathan.
Yeah, he's
minus
been...
one.
You started the harpoon throws stuff yesterday.
Oh, yeah. We did that a little bit yesterday, Schmeathan. He looks like he's a disgrace. But I think Sham said, like, they're going to... It is a little different, and honestly, the biggest thing that I am concerned is he really going to turn down the money? It's a lot of money. Like, he's saying he's going to get, like, 113 for 2 years. Like, LeBron didn't get offered that.
It's still the same, $55 million.
Yeah, but it's but do you turn that down? Like if he's gonna go somewhere, he wants
LeBron
to win. He's gonna.
Did LeBron turn down $50 million to get eight?
No, he didn't turn down.
No, he was at the end of his contract.
Okay,
I mean, I'm sure if he look,
and he wanted to leave because LeBron never has put himself in a situation without taking a 2 year deal with a player option.
Right. Correct.
So the fact he knew what was going on. Everybody knew what was going on the minute Luka got traded. That they were. Sooner or later, they were going to transition from LeBron to Luka. So he did it, and he did it his way.
He basically saved – here, let me say this. I think he saved some Lakers' face, right? They were able to save face. By him deciding to leave, they didn't –
He didn't decide to leave. They didn't want him. Like, they very clearly were going to look – it's nice that he painted it like, I want to leave the Lakers, but – they really were ready to go in the Luka era. Like, they wanted to pay Austin Reeves and Luka, and they want their intangibles squad.
Oh, wow, we got breaking news.
What happened?
The Eagles have just signed Jalen Carter to a 4-year, $152 million extension with $106 million guaranteed.
4 years, $152?
Making him the highest-paid defensive tackle in the game.
That's almost 40 a year.
Yeah, it's a lot of cheddar.
Dude.
Okay, so the Dolphins.
They got $160 million and $100 million on two D linemen.
Davis and Carter?
No, and the Eagles?
Yeah, Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter.
No, they're paying. They're also paying. They gave $100 to. What's the name they just traded for? From the Dolphins.
He went to Carolina, buddy.
Yeah, who are you talking about? You're talking about Jalen?
Oh, free agent.
Yeah. Jalen Phillips went to Carolina.
He got $100. He got $100 million.
Do you so the Dolphins to win the AFC East are plus 3,000 to win the division.
What is it to go to playoffs? Whichever one's bigger of those two.
So $100 for three.
Yeah.
Division future. No, playoffs.
We're going on smaller margins.
The Dolphins to make the playoffs are plus 1,200. Pretty juicy. Plus 12,000. Minus 3,000 to not make the playoffs. By the way, if you want Patriots to not make the playoffs. I know you've been in on that. They're plus 150.
So I would have to lay 3,000 just to win 1,000 for the Dolphins not to make the playoffs?
Yeah.
No, 3,000 to win 100.
Just to win 100?
3,000 to win 100.
You'd have to lay $3,000 to win 100.
Oh, you could just put that in the bank and make 100.
Yeah,
you
might as well.
And not risk your 3,000.
Yeah.
150 only to make
to not make the playoffs.
See?
To not make the playoffs.
That's pretty low, right?
That is pretty low.
Yeah,
that is pretty low. What are the Bills? The Bills to not make the playoffs are plus 275 to not make the playoffs.
Oh, so they just don't give a whole lot of – because usually you used to not be able to bet that. So they're just not giving a lot of money on that.
Not for those teams.
So the Bills are favorite to win the division. Then comes the –
Bills are minus 145. Patriots are plus 135. Jets are plus 2,000. Dolphins are plus 3,000.
Wow. So it's a two-horse race?
According to them.
Here's what I would say. Buffalo, like, you got to roll with Buffalo simply because besides that anomaly last year, right, they pretty much control the division until somebody shows them otherwise. New England, they've built something. But I'm having a hard time believing, like, this stuff is not going to be a distraction, right? And he's not helping them bring in puppies.
No.
But here's what I'll always say. And look, you can pull this up. This is nothing new, okay? The loser of the Super Bowl usually has a very poor year the next year. So
yeah, but they did
when
make-
you take four of six teams – that are going to be new teams in the playoffs, take the stat that Super Bowl losers normally struggle to next year. Because guess what? You didn't reap any benefits from having that extended offseason or that shortened offseason, and you got to come back and do it again quickly.
You don't think about, like, adding A.J. Brown to that receiving core? That's not going to help Drake May at all?
No. It, like, yes, listen, they continue to add pieces, right? But the problem wasn't who Drake May was throwing to. The problem was he was the most sacked quarterback in the league. The only thing that saved him was they played the easiest schedule in football.
To start the season 0-4, if you wanted to give get some thoughts on how the Dolphins, their outlook is, for the Dolphins to start 0-4, yes, is plus 100.
So it's even money.
That's rough.
What, to not start 1-4?
They don't have that. For whatever reason, it's locked. It's locked right now on there.
They are facing. I mean, come on. They could be. The Raiders is their best bet.
Raiders is a muscle.
So is Leroy saying take the under on the Patriots? I've said.
Yeah, he's been saying
from the beginning there. I've said they're not going to make the playoffs.
You said it the day after they lost the Super Bowl.
Right. Because it was. Listen. Sometimes in sports, and we overlook these things because we want so bad for our team to be good. Whoever your team is, you just want them to get their flowers. You want them to be good for whatever. Sometimes the stars line up for your success. Now you tell me, at every crossing road that the Patriots have had, something catastrophic happened to the other team, and they were able to win. Now they won. But just go look at their playoff run.
Yeah, it was charmed.
Right.
It was charmed. They shouldn't have beat the Broncos. If the Broncos didn't have starting, they would have won.
Right.
They
wouldn't have won. So you're telling me, even if they get better, they're going to have that same free pass? No. Their schedule's going to be tougher. So, like, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen in the beginning of the year for them is that they're going to get the hell blitzed out of them. Because they've proven they can't protect Drake May.
Yeah, but I mean, also, was their line hurt? You know,
yeah,
that's another thing.
But again, hey, I'm not saying it's going to work.
I don't want to sit here and defend the Patriots. They can go to hell, dude.
So that leads to this question for the NFC East. I'm going to leave the...
It is an early start.
I'm going to leave the Dolphins on the bottom because there's too much unknown. How much are the Jets going to improve? Because they have a lot of talent from last year to this year. Who's to say the Jets can't do what the Patriots did?
Geno Smith.
Okay.
That's why, though, dude. did I just end it for you?
Yeah. It's like saying, can I have a 20? I have 10. Right? Like, that answer came so quick. But, in fairness, nobody thought the Vikings had a chance with Sam Darnold.
Yeah, that's true. But it's not. But Geno's going the other way. Like, Geno already had his
number. Whoa. Geno's not going the other way now.
He's not? He led the league in turnovers last year.
He played for the Raiders.
Dude.
Come on. Dude, come on what?
He got told to take a hike by the Seahawks. You think that he's going to have another he's going to have another bounce back?
Wait, because they could get Sam Darnold, who damn near...
Are we serious?
You're telling me Geno went to the Pro Bowl 2 years, threw for 4,000 yards in those last 2 years in Seattle?
Yeah, I think he had his charmed bounce back. I think it's over for him.
I don't think so.
Wait.
To the tune where they're going to win 14 games?
No, they're not going to win 14 games.
Who said that?
Nobody
just said this. Your literal question was... Who's to say the Jets can't be the Patriots?
That doesn't mean they're going to win 14 games.
Well, that's what they did last year.
No, I'm saying far as making the playoffs and being competitive.
Dude, there's a big difference between that and you saying what they just said. You just said that they could be the Patriots.
Here's what I meant. I did not mean 14 wins. What I meant was success. The jump that they took. Not an amount of games, but how much of a jump they took to be in the playoffs.
Dude.
That's what I meant.
That's not what you said.
Jets going to go 14-3.
That's literally what the Patriots did.
I'm talking about the success, having a run in the playoffs.
4.5 is the Dolphins' number.
As you can see, this talk about Dolphins and Jets making playoffs and Super Bowl.
Like,
has God cried right now?
You understand. You're the only one that thought that I meant the Jets were going to win 14 games. You're the only one that thought that when I said success.
Jennifer.
Vlad.
When he asked me.
Vlad, you're a Jets fan. Say, did you think I meant they were going to win? No!
The biggest turnaround, like, that's what they're known for. You didn't make it sound like, oh, Geno Smith's going to take them to 8 wins and they'll sneak in like it's the South?
No. They had 4 games, 4 wins last year. Going to the playoffs is a big jump.
That's not a Patriots jump, though.
Like, Vlad,
you are the only one in this room. Bastard about this.
Vlad is a Jets fan.
He did not say
He did not think I thought they were going to win 14 games.
That's what you said.
He did not say
you said
that.
Who could be the Patriots? Who's to say the Jets can't be the Patriots?
I'm saying and make that jump.
That was the jump.
Not in amount of wins.
I don't like what you're doing.
Oh, my goodness. You are... Like, you literally are listening, like, what?
I'm listening to your words. Words mean words.
Can the Dolphins be the Patriots?
No.
Yeah, I'm telling you, here's the deal with the Dolphins, okay? The reason why everybody is saying what they're saying about the Dolphins is because of all the teams in the AFC East, they have so many unknowns, guys who they think are going to be good at some point.
And more dead money than anybody.
Right. But it doesn't mean they have a lot of young talent. Doesn't mean that young talent can't.
We don't know if it's young talent yet. Huh? We don't know if it's young talent. We hope it's young talent. We don't know, though.
No, it's young talent at this point. Like, we don't know.
They're just young. We don't know if it's talent.
Dude, if you get to the NFL, you got some kind of talent.
Don't be a. What are you doing? What are you doing here today?
Wait a minute.
You literally Cooper DeGene'd your take, was crazy.
We're back.
Wait.
Oh, dude, I'm not listening.
We're back,
obviously,
you got two first rounders and two second rounds on the O-line.
And Cam Smith was a second round pick, and he stunk. He never played for the Dolphins. Yes. We got to see it.
I love it. They're back.
We got to see
what
it.
What I said was you have unknown talent. They're talented if they got here. You don't know if it's going to work out yet. That's why everybody is like saying what they're saying about the Dolphins, because nobody knows. There's too many unknowns. You know what? You are doing that listening where you're just looking to find.
No, I'm not, dude.
Vlad.
No, I'm not.
Vlad.
Fight. This is ridiculous.
Fight. Vlad.
We got to take fight. A break.
Dude has been yum-yucking my football talk all day.
Oh, man.
He's been yum-yum all day. You yucked fight. My yum with Jovich.
You know, isn't it funny how every single time this happens, it's pouring outside?
Yeah, God is crying at this right now. He's laughing his ass off.
He's sitting here and he's like, oh, I didn't mean. Because you had a ridiculous take. You had a ridiculous Jets take.
Tears of joy right now.
You had a ridiculous Jets take and then you wanted to back off it.
How many wins did the Super Bowl champs have?
Rain cloud.
How many wins did who
14.
Have?
14. 14.
Yeah.
I'm not going to predict the damn Jets to have the same amount of wins as.
Then why did you say it? I think you forgot Geno Smith. Forgot Geno Smith was our quarterback.
No, I'm saying who's to say they can't, dude? Let me explain something to you. You don't need a great quarterback. You need a competent one.
And he's not competent.
Whoa!
He led the league in turnovers. Okay. That's why he's on the Jets again.
Would you take Tua or Geno?
I take Tua.
Okay.
Who would you take?
I'll take Geno.
Is it because you're hoping like there's some romanticism
no,
there?
Because no, because he knows Geno's going to play all the games. That's it.
Not well.
He played well.
Really?
2 years ago.
2 years ago! So did Tua! He led the league in passing!
3 years ago.
All right. Take a break. We're back after this.
Oh, you
get to see Spider-Man's web come at your face. Okay, great. Awesome. Thanks. All right, we got to be quick this segment because we went long the last segment because Leroy's ridiculous. So silly.
Don't let football get in the way of your silly sauce.
I don't understand. How did football get in my way? It seemed like football got in your way.
Dude, first of all, you should know me better from this standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
One, I do not play. That's a win. That's a loss. So
kind of
to assume what record somebody's going to have based on somebody else doesn't even sound like me. I was merely talking about being able to make the playoffs after looking putrid last year.
No, but you have basically been one of your...
I'm saying, can't they do the same thing that the New England did?
No.
But the worst record and then go to the playoffs?
No.
The Jets can't?
Well, you changed it to playoffs, but when you said
not just say play, I mean success. Go to
the biggest turnaround in the sport, other than them and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Let me ask you this: look, what's the over unders for the teams? I know the Dolphins are 4.5.
Okay.
I'm definitely over on that.
Okay.
Okay.
Jets.
The Jets is going to be around 6 or 7.
5.5.
5.5. See, they have more questions to me. Or I'm not as familiar, but they have weapons.
They do have weapons. Better line too. They've improved the line.
So I go over.
Quarterback.
Yeah, I go over 5.5. I say they get 7 wins.
Patriots is 9.5.
Ooh, see how low it is?
Yeah.
Under.
You think they're going to win 9 games?
Under.
How bad do you think they're going to be? You think they're going
to be? They have talent. They'll be right around 9-8 wins.
Okay. That's fine. I know that's been one of your big themes.
And what about Buffalo?
I would bet 10.5, but let me see. Buffalo, 10.5.
Now, here's me and Vlad were having this conversation. Let me explain to you the difficulties of everything that's happening in the NFL right now.
Mm-hmm.
You have 6 new coaches. Coaches that have replaced playoff teams.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They've been playing a certain way for the last few years. That change doesn't always make you better. I'll give you a perfect example. Mike Tomlin could go to work with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They were guaranteed 7 or 8 wins with no talent.
Okay.
7, 8 wins by how he did business. Can we say it about Mike McCarthy? He's an excellent coach.
No, but I mean, like Mike McDonald in Seattle got it turned around very quickly.
Yes. Yeah, okay. But again, the only thing I'm saying is I'm not saying any of these guys can't coach. I'm saying it's unknown.
Hey, what about
and you can't just go and make these assumptions. Like, we're all making the assumption that, what's his name? Joe Brady is going to do a better job than the last coach that was there.
No, but they by far have the best quarterback in the division.
Sure.
That's why.
Okay,
I mean, like, that's going to buy you wins.
But Joe Brady was the offensive coordinator.
Understood.
So.
But that's the we're talking about a 10.5 is the number. I mean,
right.
Hit that, what, like every year? So, like,
yeah.
And a lot of their defensive stuff is lost. And that is the kind of the weird thing of it is because. Look, Sean McDermott maybe never got him over the hump, but like it always felt like when the Dolphins were playing them that they were missing half their defense and they still were able to make things happen.
I'm just saying that we are making assumptions about variables we don't know anything about. A lot of these teams have new coaches, and we're just making the assumption that these coaches are going to be better.
But why are you doubting the Patriots just on schedules? Just because, like,
they don't
have a new coach. Now they have a coach who's, you know, in a scandal.
I'm not even worried about that. But here's the deal. There's two things going against the New England Patriots right now. If you go look at history, the loser of the Super Bowl struggles in the next year. Right? That's a fact.
You brought that up. Yep.
The other thing is, they're going to go from having the easiest schedule in football to not having the easiest schedule in football.
Yeah, it's a tough schedule to start.
Okay. So all those things.
At Seattle, Pittsburgh, at Jacksonville, at Buffalo.
All those things matter.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get out to a sluggish start. Here's what happens. They're not going to look at it like I'm looking at it right now. They're going to look at it as Mike Vrabel being a distraction. Even if that's not the reason why they're losing games.
Yeah, but also they're not. The one thing I would say that's a little flaw in your theory is, first of all, we have seen teams get back. We've seen the Eagles get back. We've seen the San Francisco 49ers get back. Like, okay. It has happened in recent history. And the other thing is, they don't have to pay their quarterback yet. They don't have any big investments in money.
Okay.
So you're still in the period where you can make those improvements. So I'm not saying you're wrong, but they're also, like, a lot of the times that danger can come is, like, if you capped and then, okay, now we either have to extend all these old guys or we got to pay our quarterback and we have to start taking away things with the roster. There's nothing about the Patriots that's been really taken away from them this year for you to say that. It's just kind of a, hey, 14 wins was way too many for them last year. You're probably right about that. But what is the, like, you're when you're talking it's going to be 9 wins, that's a crash. And I don't know if they're going to have a complete crash or not unless their coach is swallowed up in all this
stuff. See, you're looking
because he is a good coach. I mean, he has been a good coach his entire career.
You're looking at that as a crash. I'm not looking at it as a crash. I'm just looking at it as, yeah, your schedule's a little bit tougher, and you're probably on a little bit of a lag, and the other stuff is going to start peeking his head if you lose a couple of games, right? They're just the questions and stuff. And keep in mind, like, every year, I love the way people do this. Every year, 4 to 6 new teams go to the playoffs, right? So I look at these teams that way. Okay.
But they probably play in one of the worst divisions.
Who?
New England.
Yeah. It also could be the point where it ends up being only one team from the division goes, too, because your division's so bad.
We got to take one more break.
All right.
More to come. Really, I want the Patriots to be bad for you because you've been literally there's been nothing you've been more passionate about since football than the Patriots just stinking up the joint this year. Which I hope happens because I hate the Patriots and Mike Vrabel is a scumbag.
I don't even hate
who
the
uses
Patriots.
Puppies to distract people.
Yo, dates off. Lady, they got puppy power now.
Back after this. Welcome.
Sam Darnold.
Okay, dude, but Sam Darnold's never had the downs.
Never had the downs.
Not like that. Like he you know,
Flat.
Geno Smith had his time.
How bad was Sam Darnold in New York?
He was so bad that they traded him Carolina, and Carolina started him, sat him down after 3 games, started him, and then sat him
and
down.
And he's been
again.
Doing nothing but winning 13 games a year since.
But that's 2 teams away.
Whatever, dude, he's a champion. Like, we're going to have the same conversation about having a nice year in Seattle to winning the Super Bowl?
I'm a firm believer in this. Right? If you've had success, then you can have success. It's if you've never done it is when I have the questions. So what Vlad said is accurate to some extent is that he's thrown for 4,000 yards. What is different? And what was different? And how can we get, and this is what the coaches are thinking, how can we get him back in that groove? Right? Because he's done it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not comparing him with Jameis Winston, who's going to throw a bunch of picks no matter what. He's a pick doctor.
Who are we talking about now, Geno Smith?
We're talking about Geno Smith, but I'm saying you're comparing him to Jameis Winston, who is a turnover machine also.
I'm just saying, he led the league in picks.
Last year.
I'm not believing in that
last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think his best record is ever? You're making it sound like he's got a 12-win season under his belt. He doesn't.
I'm not, like, so you're saying if a quarterback has never had success, he can't.
I'm not saying that he can. I'm saying it's unlikely for me. I feel like Geno Smith has kind of given us the peak of what he is.
We said that about Sam Darnold, though.
No, Sam Darnold never had the peak. And then his peak has been higher than Geno Smith's peak.
Yes. Agreed.
That's all I'm saying.
Agreed. They don't need Geno Smith's peak.
Then what do they need?
They just need not to be last year's Geno Smith.
Okay. So you're more optimistic about the Jets than the Patriots? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No. Let me explain to you what I do, okay? Instead of trying to figure out what everybody's record's going to be, I try to figure out what teams are going to make the playoffs that didn't last year and what teams aren't that did last year. You understand? Because every year—
I thought I did, but then apparently I had a terrible take, so I don't know if I do understand.
Every year in the NFL, 4 to 6 new teams—
We've established that.
Okay.
That has been established.
So who do you think those teams are going
to
be?
I don't know, but if I had to bet, I don't think I'm betting on Geno Smith over the Patriots.
I did.
And I'm not somebody who wants to bet on the Patriots.
I was just saying.
That's just my rule of life.
I was just saying somebody's going to have that run where they have the easiest schedule in football.
Somebody will have that run.
Right.
Do you want that person to be Geno Smith?
I'm
do you think
it's going
to be the Geno Smith?
I'm not saying he will.
I think I trust Malik Willis more than Geno Smith.
I'm not saying he will or he won't. I'm just saying, hey, somebody's going to do it. They're going to have that jump.
Why can't it be Malik Willis?
It could be. I've said about the Dolphins, the reason why everybody's so down on the Dolphins is because there's too many unknowns. There's a lot of unknowns on this team. And everybody is quick to shrug off success based on how much money you spent.
Schmeathan says, this would be like having a Yousef Nurkic debate for three segments. What? Because why? He's the 20th best center in the league.
They also said
mini season is starting. Are you guys going lobster diving tomorrow?
He has a brace on his arm. He can't go lobstering.
Does
that
mean you can only get the little ones?
I don't know what that means, to be honest with you. Little tickle stick? I think it means you can only take so many lobsters. I think that's what mini season is.
Really? Mini season, can't go just buck wild underwater and come out with like a just garbage bag full of. I'm making it sound like you're just going down there and grabbing them.
How does that work with fish and wildlife? Do they like check you at the docks if you've taken too many?
No, it's just rando check.
I think it's just random checks.
I wonder if that's a risk some people are trying to make sometimes. Not that I would ever
do.
I'm just curious.
Don't do it.
I'm just curious. I would never over.
Right. How many teams make the playoffs that didn't make 4-6? I know he's being a smart ass.
He is. Okay. He went right into that one.
They said that not even Geno Smith's family talks this much about them.
I wasn't talking about Geno Smith.
Don't disrespect the great Miramar Patriot.
He brought up Geno Smith. I was saying that the Jets are probably going to have one of the easiest schedules in football.
No, again, that's not what I said. You said, what's keeping the Jets from being the Patriots? And I said Geno Smith,
right?
Which you agree with.
Right.
And now you're trying to talk your way out of it.
No, I'm not.
Because Geno Smith's not going to win 14 games
this year. I'm not. This is why we can't keep receipts, right? Because if something should happen and I go, Tobin, see, I told you this was going to happen, right? And you're like, that's not what you said. You said they were going to go 14-3.
You literally do that to me all the time.
I did, huh?
You literally do that to me all the time with the out of context.
No, because you're always saying stuff.
Okay, dude.
You're always saying stuff.
I'm always saying stuff.
You do say stuff.
Dude, you take more credit for somebody turning it around than anybody ever. Because I had him on notice, dude. I had him on notice. All the time. Every sport.
TTO.
Every sport. You send three hockey players to the Yotes. They score a goal and win the championship. He's like, see?
Turnaround. I'll never forget that, by the way.
The turnaround happened when I was going to send him to the Yotes.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right. Carter Verhaeghe, first goal on the board.
But wait. And then you turn around and say, I'm doing it?
And then I asked him at Media Day. I said, how are you so clutch all the time, Carter? That's my
Such
guy
a
right there.
Floozy is
what this is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you are a floozy.
I have to sit next to this man and listen to this, and I'm trying to be professional, but you know what I want to say.
Stop being a floozy?
Yes!
Why?
You're fraudulent!
That's not true!
Oh, really?
You've been eating.
It all started with Kyle Lowry.
You've been eating.
It all started with Kyle Lowry because I went into that.
That's my guy.
Saying, oh, all the trash you've been talking about Kyle Lowry, you wait till we get in there. Kyle Lowry comes in the room.
Low dog.
He goes, how about that golf?
Mm-hmm.
We went on a 20-minute conversation about golf. Gotta go.
Dabs me up every time he comes home. Low dog loves me.
Low dog.
For fraudulence.
He don't even know what your name is.
I swear to God he does.
Then you start celebrating him doing toe taps on a 45-pound weight.
I did enjoy that.
Oh, in the summer?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
I love it at the UFC Performance Center. So cool.
Doing stuff you could do at any gym.
Nah, but
you can't just get credit for being at a UFC gym if you're doing the same stuff you could have been doing somewhere else.
Disagree. He was friends with Zhang Weili.
If he was on the ground grappling, then I'd give you something. Yeah. But he just doing toe taps on a 45-pound weight.
All right. I mean, listen, you didn't believe in Low Dog like I did.
You couldn't wait to ship him out.
Not true.
What?
No.
Dude.
We got to go.
Stop. Come on, Lee. Dude, see, Tobin.
This is how he does it.
Tobin, stop. You're getting just minus one.
Why, dude?
Because you're lying.
It's not true.
You're being a deceiver.
No.
For deception.
I'd like to use another word.
Fraud.
Mouth it.
Well, we got to go.
Yeah. Oh, we got to go after you say something stupid.